You know how we always hear about APIs? Like, they're changing everything, right?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Well, get this. They're even shaking up arbitration.
Really? Arbitration? That doesn't sound very, like, high tech.
I know, right? You think of all that paperwork and legal stuff.
Yeah, super slow.
But that's what makes this so interesting. We're going to deep dive into how the American Arbitration
The
Association,
AAA?
the AAA, they handle all kinds of disputes, contracts, business conflicts.
So, like, helping people resolve issues outside of court
Exactly. And they're using this technology to make it all, well, more efficient.
and accessible, right, for everyone, not just big companies.
That's the key. I mean, think about it. We all have disagreements at some point.
Yeah, whether it's like a contract, a consumer issue,
Yeah.
or even like a fender bender.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And in the past, filing a case with a AAA meant mountains of paperwork.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Tons of back and forth, weeks of waiting.
Exactly. Not fun at all.
But now, imagine you could just like submit your documents online, track your case, get updates all in one place.
Boom. That's the power of APIs. So let's rewind a bit. Back in 2020, this law firm,
Oh, this is how it all started.
they had this huge arbitration case. Think rooms overflowing with
Yeah.
documents. They went to the AAA and were like, "Hey, can you build an API to handle this mess?"
So that's how the AAA got into APIs, because of this one case.
Pretty much. And get this, Christine Newhall, she's a senior VP there, said they built that first API in under a month.
Less than a month. That's fast.
Right. Okay. So for those of us who don't speak code, what exactly does an API do?
Good question. Think of it like a digital messenger. It lets different systems talk to each other.
Like a translator.
Yeah, exactly. So in this case, the API was the bridge between the law firm system,
Where they kept all their documents,
right, and the AAA's platform.
which is called AAA Web File.
You got it.
So instead of uploading each document one by one
Which would take forever.
and probably lead to mistakes,
Definitely.
it could all be transferred
Well, and
automatically
a more efficient.
and secure.
Oh,
Right.
absolutely. Much more secure.
Way better than mailing a physical letter.
Like email is to snail mail.
I guess. But the cool thing is, the AAA didn't stop there.
They saw the potential, huh?
They realized APIs could streamline so much more. Like in 2022, they teamed up with this organization
Oh, yeah.
that was, they were manually filing hundreds of
Oh
cases.
my gosh. Can you imagine?
Talk about a logistical nightmare.
So much paperwork.
The AAA, being the problem solvers they are, said, "Hey, let's build a case filing API."
That's smart. So now they could submit everything electronically.
Right. No more manual data entry.
A huge time saver. And less room for error, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Super important, especially in legal stuff. Win-win for everyone.
Makes things so much smoother.
But, I'm guessing it wasn't all smooth sailing during development.
Uh-oh. What happened?
There are always hiccups with new tech, especially in, a field like arbitration.
Right, of course.
So remember that organization?
But one filing all those cases?
Yeah, they were going through a merger at the same time.
Oh, wow. Talk about bad timing.
It's like trying to renovate your kitchen while moving houses.
I know, right? Total chaos.
Plus, they hit some technical snags integrating the API, but they pushed through it.
So, in the end, was it worth it?
Oh, yeah, the API was a huge success.
That's great. So, even with all the challenges,
Even with the pandemic and everyone working remotely.
it really shows how dedicated they were to making it work.
For sure. And it totally changed the AAA's whole mindset.
Oh, how
They
they.
went from seeing APIs as like a one-time fix
Yeah.
to realizing they could use them to like revolutionize everything.
So they became API believers.
Totally. And Newhall even said APIs are not just about technology.
What are they about then?
She said they're about making arbitration accessible, efficient for everyone.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
And they're not stopping there. They've got even bigger plans.
Oh, really? Like what?
Tell me you're curious.
Okay, I'm curious. What's next?
Okay, can't wait any longer. What are these amazing API plans?
All right. So they've got two new APIs coming out in 2024.
2024, that's not too far off.
Nope. One's going to give you access to like panelist appointment data.
Panelist, you mean like the arbitrators?
Exactly. And the other, it'll give real-time case status updates.
Hold on. So if I have a case with the AAA,
Yeah.
I could see who the arbitrators are, if they've accepted, and even track the whole thing online.
Yep. That's the idea. No more waiting around wondering what's happening.
That is huge, especially, you know, for people who don't have lawyers checking in all the time.
Right. It makes it so much more transparent.
And less stressful, I bet.
Oh, for sure. I mean, being involved in a dispute, it can be super nerve-wracking.
Totally. But knowing what's going on, it gives you a sense of control.
Exactly. You're not just in the dark hoping for the best.
And you mentioned transparency earlier. That seems to be a big theme here.
Oh, yeah. It's crucial for trust, especially when you're dealing with legal stuff.
So how do APIs actually make things more transparent in arbitration?
Well, take that panelist appointment API.
One that shows who the arbitrators are.
Yeah. By making that public, it ensures the selection is fair.
So I can see their background, any conflicts of interest, all that.
Yep. All out in the open. Promotes accountability.
I like that. And what about the case status API? How does that work for transparency?
Think of it like getting real-time updates on your case.
Instead of calling every 5 minutes?
Exactly. You can see the status, any changes, and why those changes happened.
Wow. It's like a live dashboard for your case.
Pretty much. And it's not just convenient, it's fair. Everyone has access to the same info.
No hidden agendas. I like it. It seems like the AAA is really going all in on this.
They are, making the whole process more open and accessible.
Super impressive. But, you know, got to ask the tough question.
What's that?
Are there any downsides? Potential concerns with all this?
Well, yeah, there are always things to consider. You have to be thoughtful.
Like what kind of things? What should the AAA be watching out for?
Yeah, when we talk about downsides, what comes to mind with APIs, especially in something like arbitration?
Well, data security is a big one, right?
Oh, for sure. You're sharing all this info between systems.
Right, and it's sensitive legal stuff.
You don't want that getting into the wrong hands.
Exactly. So security is like super important.
It's like leaving your front door open, you know. What's the AAA doing to keep things secure?
Oh, they're definitely aware of the risks. They've got strong encryption.
To protect the data as it's moving around.
Right. And they control who can access the information.
Strict access controls, like you said.
Yeah. And they do regular security audits.
To check for vulnerabilities.
Yep. Making sure everything is up to snuff.
That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. But beyond security, there's also the issue of bias.
Oh, yeah. That's a tricky one. How do we know these APIs aren't, like, making existing bias worse?
It's a valid concern. Algorithms and data, they can reflect biases from society.
Right. So if the data is biased, the API could be biased too.
Exactly. It's not just about the tech. It's about the data and who's building it.
So is the AAA doing anything about that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're being really careful about what data they use.
And testing the algorithms to make sure they're fair.
Yeah, they're even incorporating human oversight.
To double check things.
Right. It's all about ensuring things stay fair and accountable.
Sounds like they're taking it seriously. Not just jumping in blindly.
That's the key. Using technology responsibly.
It's not just about the AAA either. Anyone working with APIs should think about this stuff.
Absolutely. It's powerful technology, but it has to be used ethically.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the AAA. But APIs are everywhere, right?
Oh, they're totally behind the scenes in, like, so many things we do online.
Like what? Give me an example.
Let's see. Booking a flight, ordering food, checking the weather.
All that uses APIs.
Yep. Even social media. APIs make all that stuff work seamlessly.
Wow. I had no idea. They're like the glue holding the internet together.
Kind of. It's pretty cool when you think about it.
Okay, but let's get specific. What's another industry where APIs are making a big difference?
Okay. How about finance? Like banking and investing?
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, there are all these fintech companies using APIs to offer, like, personalized services.
Personalized banking. What does that even mean?
Like connecting to different bank accounts in one app or, you know, making those peer-to-peer payments really easy.
Wait, so like if I want to send money to a friend.
Exactly. APIs are making it faster, easier, more accessible for everyone.
That's amazing. So APIs aren't just for big companies then?
Nope. Small businesses and entrepreneurs can use them too.
That's great. Anyone can get in on the action. So as we wrap things up here, what's the big takeaway about APIs?
I think the most important thing is to remember they're more than just code, you know? They're transforming the way we live and work, making things more connected, more efficient.
It's incredible how much they've changed things, just from the idea of letting systems talk to each other.
Right. It all started with a simple idea. And now APIs are everywhere.
Making our lives easier, more convenient, opening up all sorts of new possibilities.
It's really a testament to human ingenuity, you know?
I love that. So next time you're booking that flight or ordering that takeout.
Or checking the weather?
Take a second to appreciate the APIs that made it happen.
And keep an eye out. You'll start seeing them everywhere.
This has been an awesome deep dive. Thanks for joining me.